I saw an angel falling down. And when I saw her face, it took my breath away.
We are here with, and I'm going to let them introduce you. We're here with the moms, of course. So we have Lene and Melanie. And who is here with you?
This is our mom, Bonnie.
Hello.
Okay. And we also have, joining us via video, we have Rachel.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
And Rachel
and
has...
my mom, Karen.
Say again.
And this is my mom, Karen.
Hello.
And we have Melissa. And who do you have with you?
I have my mother-in-law, Donna.
Hello.
Okay. Just for the record, Donna, we need a whole nother episode with just you because we have a lot of questions about Bill.
I got answers.
Okay. That's a whole different thing, But the reason we're all here is to do a Moms of the Moms episode of the podcast. And I promise we're not going to ask anything too weird or whatever. But first question is, since we're doing this kind of like in honor of Mother's Day, I do have to ask, what was Mother's Day like when the moms were children? So Bonnie, what was Mother's Day like when they were children? Ooh, you look like you're getting ready to tell a good story. Hold the mic close, really close.
When my kids were little, every Mother's Day, they made me breakfast in bed. And it was usually toast, scrambled eggs, and juice, an occasional coffee when they were older. But yeah, it was always breakfast in bed.
And she always scraped the jelly that I lovingly put onto the toast off of the toast.
So why did you keep putting it on if she kept scraping it off?
I like that much jelly. It was just way too much jelly.
Okay. All right. So Karen, what was it like with Rachel? And Becky, although Becky's not here, but what was it like with them growing up?
It was, when they were real little, they really didn't do, you know, breakfast in bed or anything like that. But I could always get them to do some chores.
Aww.
And
Rachel is laughing.
Yes, which was nice for me. So I played the mom card, you know, on Mother's Day. All day.
Did they do chores any other time or just Mother's Day?
Just Mother's Day.
Okay.
Just Mother's Day.
Okay.
And very minimal.
Okay. Rachel, are your kids in the room right now listening to this? No. Okay. 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 All right. So granted, you guys probably know each other when you were growing up, but what was Mother's Day like, and we're going to talk about Bill, when he was growing up?
So Mother's Day with Bill and his brother was always handmade cards, lots of love and hugs and kisses, a cake, that's about it.
Like a cake? Did they make the cake?
No, no.
Oh,
okay. No, my husband would buy it.
Oh, okay.
But it was from them.
Okay. Wait, your husband would buy it. Did they chip in?
I'd like to say yes.
Over time.
But now, as adults, it's very different. Like, I will say that my kids spoil me on Mother's Day.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's good. So, Melissa, what was it like for you growing up, Mother's Day?
I'm Mexican. We didn't really celebrate it too hard. I mean, I celebrated with my grandma, but we didn't really do anything too different.
So what'd you do with your grandma?
I just cleaned the house, but it was what I did every other day.
So it was just chores?
Yeah, just chores.
Okay.
My grandma likes clean.
All right. So let me ask, and any one of you moms who want to, moms of the moms who want to answer, what is the one thing that you taught to your daughters that you were hoping and praying they would teach to their children?
I don't have any daughters, but I always wanted my boys to respect their wives, love their wives, and cater to them.
Mm. Do you feel like Bill does that to Melissa?
Yes.
Okay.
And both my boys do, yes.
Awesome. Okay. What about you guys?
So I want my kids to always know that I'm there for them. Not only am I there for them, I have their backs. Like that, you know, no matter what happens, I will always be there, even if right or wrong. And like having three kids in 4 years, it was, they were always, oh, you like that one better than this one. Or, and so I would.
Wait, do you? Which one's your favorite?
I have no favorite. I love them all the same.
Good answer.
And, but
you could tell me later when they're not here.
So when they were little and I would hear a story and I'm like, is that true? Is that not true? I'd just say, well, it doesn't matter if I know. Jesus knows. And when the tears started, I knew there's more to the story. So I just always want them to know that they're loved for who they are, no matter what.
Is it Jake? Is Jake your favorite?
That's what the girls would say, yeah.
I will ask the moms this. What is one thing that you want your moms that they shared with you that you're like, oh, I loved when my mom did this, that you want them to also do for your children?
Let me put it this way.
So, Melanie, what's one thing that Bonnie did for you when you were growing up that you're like, oh, this would be so awesome. I hope she does this for my children as well.
Her do for my kids or me for
you? No, her do for your kids as well.
That I did for you.
That she did for you growing up, and you're like, oh, it would be cool if she did this for my kids as well.
I loved she made home-cooked meals like every single day without fail. I kind of wanted to do the same thing, but I'm having a hard time.
Okay.
Fun shaped peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. The best. Yeah, not no. We have almond butter and jelly sandwiches now.
I feel like there's something going on with this jelly. like.
I just really like jelly.
Okay. All right. So, Rachel, what is one thing that Karen did for you and for Becky, and you're like, oh, this is so awesome. I hope she does this for my children as well.
Oh, the best. My mom can listen. She can listen and never be judgmental. She just is the best listener that anyone could ever ask for in a mom. So if I can just do one thing half as good as that, is just listen to my kids and be judgmental, I'll be doing okay.
So now, question, other than like wanting them to love them, what's one thing that you hope that like Bill and Melissa pass on to their children?
Just the love, the nurturing, making sure they stay on the right path.
And what's one thing that you hope that you can pass on that you learned from her down to Jax?
Well, Donna has taught me that you shouldn't leave your kids, so that's a good one. She took me in as one of her kids, so I want Jax to always know that you should love other people. They may not be like your blood family, but they're your designated family for a reason. So
that is awesome.
I want him to have open arms with people.
Oh, that is awesome. I'm hoping while we do this that like Bill will come up here and take pictures of this. But he's come take pictures of them. Come take pictures. Yeah. Okay. So now I have another question for the moms. Each of you has like, you know, children. What is, you say, and this just might be hard to quantify, what is the most important thing that you did learn from your mom that you feel like this makes me a much better mom? And I will say this, we did have a bad incident where the dads, where one mom said, I got nothing, and we're hoping that doesn't reoccur. So I'm going to give a little bit of time and repeat the question. What's one thing? Go ahead.
This isn't about that, but for the record,
there's got to be something that you learned from your mom that you're like, this is the thing that I hope is going to make me a better mom.
Something I learned from Donna that I know will make me a better mom is meals on Sundays. You should always have a family dinner on Sunday.
Where is my wife? She needs to hear this. Meals, this is
why. Sit around the table, grab your family. It doesn't matter what you're eating. It doesn't matter what you're snacking on. Munch, and love each other.
Family together on Sunday. Love that. That is awesome. That is cool. Rachel, I'm going to put you on the spot. What's something you learned from Karen that you're like, oh, this is definitely going to make me a better mom?
Oh, she always had us involved in church. So she would, you know, do Sunday school, do vacation Bible school. And I just am now doing that because I was like, my mom. I know I've said this before and I'll say it again. I would think and wonder, I was like, mom, these kids don't get it. They don't even want to, you know, they can't concentrate more than a minute, but it's true that they learn so much more, and this might be the only time that we ever get to teach them. So I would say definitely that my mom taught me how to serve with my whole heart and just do your best and always be involved in church.
Ah, that's awesome.
A good Bible-believing church.
That's key. And two, just for the record, those who don't know, she is still involved today. She serves on our board. She serves as our treasurer. Extremely grateful for that. So let me ask you this. Did your mom teach you in Sunday school?
Yes. And I'll never forget. I was acting up, you know, because when you're the teacher's kid, you can kind of get away with more. And she put me in the other room, and I was not getting away with that. I was not getting away with acting up, and I actually got sent to the other room, and I cried. But I never acted up again. Well, I mean, I don't remember ever acting up again.
So you didn't get any special treatment because your mom was the teacher?
Right. No special treatment. Right. We're on a mission.
All right.
My mom taught me to always have fun and make the most of situations, and I want to be able to pass that on to my kids, although it doesn't seem like Rita makes the most of her situations.
Okay, go ahead, say it again.
From the beginning?
No, just go ahead. Keep going. Just hold it close.
That was basically it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, is that something she really taught you, or did you just make that up because you didn't
know? No, she really always made the most of
it. No, wait. I didn't mean that like she's not fun. I just meant like, come from her? Like, she taught
I
you that?
I think so.
Okay, all right.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You are fun. That came out all wrong.
You did not believe me.
No, it's not that. I just wanted to make sure that, you know,
yes,
you're like,
that
yeah.
Is
just
genuine.
Okay.
That is.
All right. Okay. All right. I am so sorry.
My mom taught me to like include our kids in whatever we're doing, and that teaches them better than if you were to sit down and give instructional like videos or anything. So including us in like canning and like gardening stuff like that, that really is something that I would want to pass on. And
I love that you loved that because I didn't. I'm glad we're really different.
Okay. Well, that
me too.
So here's another question. Did I already ask this? Do they do anything special for you now on Mother's Day? Like, I know Rachel and you guys are separated, but what do you guys do for your moms now on Mother's Day? And here's a question. Do you feel like Mother's Day doing something for them now is different than it was when you were doing stuff for them as a kid? Like, I understand you still want her to eat the jelly, but...
I don't live there to make her breakfast in bed anymore.
Okay.
But if I did, no jelly.
Yeah, not living in the house is really different. I think she does more for us than we do for her nowadays. But I think the best thing we can do is give her peace and quiet on Mother's Day.
So wait, like, we're not going to your house, we're not going to call, we're not going to text type, or just...
Give her some rest from the grandkids and us.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't think I do that. I definitely show up at her house and I have a card and I'm like, here, happy Mother's Day.
You and your cards.
I love cards.
So Rachel, what do you do now for your mom for Mother's Day? Granted, you don't live with her either and you're kind of separated by distance. And whatever you do, do you view it differently than what you used to do for her, like when you were young?
Well, I will have to say, and I hope my mom can testify to this, but I apologize profusely for not doing half of the stuff that I should have been doing. And so whenever I do, just get together, I just want to make sure that she knows how much she's loved, how special, and how appreciative of everything that she did for me growing up. I couldn't ask for a better mom.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, Melissa, what do you do for Donna or do you do anything for Donna for Mother's Day? And it's okay if you don't. And if it's bad, we'll edit this out.
Normally, when Jax was a little bit smaller, me and Donna would leave Jax with the boys, and we would just go out for a full-blown, like, girls' day. Like, toodaloo to the kid, we're out.
Wait, why don't you do that now?
We do sometimes. It all depends on, like, what's going on for the day. A lot of times, we all just spend the day together. We'll still go out to breakfast, or we do, like, dinner together for Mother's Day. It's always something in between we end up getting together.
Oh, that is so cool. So you're like, hey, let's just do Mother's Day stuff together. Let's go hang out.
And
do
stuff.
Now wait, do your other kids, do they like, wait, why do you get her and we don't, or?
So back at that time, my youngest son wasn't married.
Okay.
Now that he is, they do come over, but I was just thinking that Melissa and I and Hannah now really need to get back to taking Girls' Day.
So you want to include her, and now you guys all go do
a girl thing. Right, so what it used to be is Melissa and I would go, we'd get our nails done, get lunch, sometimes we'd go to Critter Country, and then at home, my husband and the boys were preparing whatever dinner I ordered.
Okay.
And we got to get back to that.
Last year, though, we did a Mother's Day cruise. We went on the Gateway Clipper for the Mother's Day cruise. Bill surprised us.
Yeah. That's so cool.
So nice. Yeah, that was a good time. Yeah.
That is so cool. That's awesome. I'm looking at the dads because we don't get anything like that. No one's been like, hey, let's go on a Father's Day cruise or whatever. But that is so cool. That is so cool. I feel like we should call Hannah and get her on the phone. But no, we're not going to do that.
No,
we're not going to do that. Not yet. Okay, maybe after you guys include her.
Yeah.
Then next year we'll include her. We'll call her and all that stuff. All right, so on the spot, because we like to keep these short, on the spot, and we're going to start with Rachel just because I'm looking at directly at her. What do you want to say to your mom for Mother's Day?
Thank you for helping me fold laundry yesterday, Mom. I still need you.
You're welcome.
Yes. So, right, as far as Mother's Day goes, I just love you so much. I want you to feel celebrated every day.
I love you, too.
Aww. All right. We're going to... Oh, you're grabbing the mic. I'm shocked. Go. No, go. Cause
I forgot what I was going to say.
You scared it right out of her.
All right. Go ahead. Lene, what do you want to say?
Thank you for dealing with my...
You got to say it louder.
Thank you for dealing with my difficult childhood self. Because I feel terrible about it. It's difficult, and I was difficult, and I know that. So thank you, and sorry. And I love you very much.
Same. But thank you for making me the woman I am today.
Thank you for my husband.
No take backs.
I'm going to keep him. He's kind of grown on me over the years. But I appreciate you for not only my husband, but for loving me, for being my family, and for being my mom. I love you.
Dude, why are you not getting pictures of this? Okay. Now, I got everyone, right? And leave it alone. Okay, so now here's another question. Moms of the moms, what do you want to say to your daughters for Mother's Day? So I'm going to start with you, Bonnie. What do you want to say to your daughters for Mother's Day? Okay, all right. Karen, what do you want to say to Rachel for Mother's Day?
Rachel, you are a terrific mother. And you love your kids.
We should have had tissues up here. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, go ahead.
I just love you.
Okay.
Bye. Will you take that chicken that I offered you yesterday?
The chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, the one-eyed chicken.
Yeah. How much love do you love me? The chicken.
I'll pick him up.
I just season. I offered her a chicken yesterday, and she said no. All right, we'll keep working on that.
All right, and so Donna, what do you want to say?
My favorite girl. Thank you for loving my son. Thank you for birthing my grandson.
Yeah.
And for loving him. And for loving me. Thank you.
All right, so last, can I just say, can I just pray for all the moms?
You're not going to make her say what she wants.
Oh, man. Good catch. Good catch. All right, Bonnie, go for it.
I just wanted to know how much I love them and how proud I am of the moms that they are. And you don't have to give me time on Mother's Day alone. I want to go shopping.
I want to go shopping. She's like, I'll take a page out of their book and leave the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of moms are going to be pulling the page out of that book and leaving the kids and going and doing mom stuff. Okay, can I pray for all the moms?
Yes.
God, we thank you so much for all of the women here. We thank you for their moms who loved them, poured into them, equipped them, spent time with them, showed them a God-honoring way to love their children and to raise their children. And we're so grateful for the moms that take time to do this podcast. We pray that, not just that one page of spending time together, but we pray that there's so much information that has been shared that other moms, whether they're single moms or stepmoms or mother-in-laws or grandmoms or whatever type of moms they are, that they're able to pull from these experiences, pour into their children and show them love, not just on Mother's Day, but on every single day. And we're grateful and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right, thank you so much, guys. Pray that everyone who's listening has an awesome Mother's Day. And just if you're wondering, we have nothing like this planned for Father's Day. So, yeah, just throwing that out there. When I woke